last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIP English Radio. This is The Lost Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. We have with us Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Thank you so much for being with us. Stay tuned because today we are going to analyze these sayings of the Wahhabi scholars who claimed so much that Imam Mahdi, ajallaha ta'ala farajah, disappeared from the basement and he will reappear from the basement, and coming up with so many sayings, I must say, that I saying that Shias are waiting with animals, they skip their prayers, they wait for the prayers, and some of them said they pray together two times just because they're waiting for the Imam and they return disappointed home. And one of the very disappointing things in this was that they scream like roosters or some animals. So, Dr. Karimi, are Shias disappointed from the 500 years? What do Shia scholars say about that?
Yes, this lie which is related to Sardab is one of the biggest lies against the Shia. I'm not talking about the very fact that there is a place called the Holy Sardab in the city of Samarra. We said that it's a holy place because three imams, they have lived there, but not because Imam Mahdi alayhi salam disappeared there or will reappear from there. All the Shia narrations, they refer to the fact that the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will begin from the city of Mecca and next to the Holy Kaaba, and not from any other place in the world, including Samarra or Sardab. Now, I'm not going to talk about all those narrations. Let me just refer to what Allama Amini, the famous Shia scholar, has mentioned as an answer to Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn al-Qumaysi. He says that the lie or the accusation which is related to Sardab is one of the ugliest accusations against the Shia. Some of these Wahhabi scholars, they have mentioned that the Shia, they go to Sardab and they take some animals with them. They are repeating that on a daily basis, and it's been continuing for over 1,000 years. The point is that Allama Amini says you cannot find any Shia to have ever claimed that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam disappeared in Sardab and will reappear from Sardab. All the Shia following the narrations in Shia sources believe that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will reappear in the city of Kaaba and in the city of Mecca. And as I mentioned, even today, if you say this story to any of the Shia all around the world, they will get surprised.
They'll get surprised, yeah. And maybe they'll laugh.
Yeah, and it's very weird to see some of the Wahhabi scholars repeating that today, because you said that you have been to Sardab. I've been to Samarra, and I visited that place maybe for 2-3 times. Many other people, they have been there. None of them has seen any of these things. None of the Shia scholars has ever mentioned these.
And especially in the contemporary world, whatever you do, people have, they have pictures, videos, mm-hmm. or at least something like that. But we have never seen anything like that. And these claims are completely baseless without any proofs. Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Allama Amir continues to say that, as I mentioned, no Shia claims that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam disappeared there or will reappear from that. Building a place like Sardab or basement in that time was to protect themselves from the hot days. And it is holy for the Shia because three imams used to live there. And then Allama Amini refers to one interesting point, and that is the fact that I wish these people who are telling these lies against the Shia and about Sardab, they were saying the same. I mean, it seems that what they are accusing the Shia is not in line with each other, because some of them, they believe that this Sardab is in Samarra, but Ibn Battuta says that Sardab is in the city of Hilla, and the other one says that...
So very nice point, very nice point pointed out that at least the lies were same.
Yeah, and he says that Qumaysi, who came after these people, he doesn't know that where this Sardab is all about. And he doesn't mention any place for this Sardab.
Oh.
So he says that even these places who are telling these lies, they are not, I mean...
And this is one of the best ways to catch a lie, because a lie always changes.
Exactly.
It does not remain same.
Exactly. So Allama Amni says that the point is that I asked Qomeisi, who is closer to our time, that at least do not mention that this is continuing up until today, because Allama Amni says in his time that today people, all Muslims, can go and visit this place, whether it is true or not. It's better for Qomeisi to attribute it to like Middle Ages that we have no access to, because in that case people could not check it. But today people can check and to see the reality. This is mentioned by Allama Amini in Al-Ghadir, Volume 3, page 308. Another Shia scholar in this regard is Sheikh Sharif Al-Qurashi, or Qarashi, one of the contemporary Shia scholars. He also refers to this big lie, which is mentioned by different scholars, including Ibn Khaldun. He says that one of the big mistakes of Ibn Khaldun is that he has mentioned that Imam Mahdi used to live with his mother in the city of Hilla and was imprisoned in that serda, or the basement. And this is rejected. Why? Because Qurashi, Baqir Sharif al-Qurashi, or Qarashi, says that the first point is that the mother of Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, he passed away 2 years before the demise or martyrdom of Imam al-Askari, alayhi salam. So how is it possible for Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, to have disappeared and be imprisoned with his mother? Because his mother passed away
earlier,
a couple of years before. Second of all, no Shia scholars and no Muslim scholars has ever claimed that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was imprisoned in any place or imprisoned by an Abbasid ruler, neither in Hilla nor in any other place. So how Ibn Khaldun is claiming that Imam Mahdi and his mother were imprisoned in that place? Third, Sheikh Qarashi continues to say that one of the accusations of Ibn Khaldun is that Imam Mahdi is disappeared in the Sardab in Hilla, and Shia are waiting for him, taking some animals, calling the imams. And this is one of the big claims that no Shia even has heard about that. And this is one of the big accusations, as mentioned by Ibn Khaldun, against the Shia. This is in Hayatul Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, page 116. And many other Shia scholars have mentioned the same, like Sheikh Muhaddith Nuri. He's addressing these scholars. He says that, Ya ulama al-asr wa huffaz al-dar, O the scholar of our time, please, these are the books of the Shia, which were written right from the time of the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam up until today. All of these books are within your access. Please, you can go to all these books and check to see if any of the Shia scholars has ever mentioned what you are claiming.
Yeah.
The claim that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam disappeared there or reappeared from there, or Shia come and gather there on a daily basis and, I mean,
do whatever you're claiming,
not saying the prayer because out of fear that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam may reappear during that time, and so on and so forth. So the request, the I believe justified request of Muhaddith Nuri is that, please, all these books are available nowadays. You can refer to all these books. Even you cannot find a book written by the secondary Shia scholars. He says that I'm not talking about Al-Kafi by Sheikh Kulaini, for example. No, go to the secondary Shia scholars.
Or come to the primary ones.
Those scholars who are not even that famous. Check all the books written by all the scholars, whether a scholar like Sheikh Kulaini or those scholars who are not at that level of knowledge. You cannot find even in one Shia book of hadith or history all these claims that you are mentioning. There is no mention of these claims.
Or any kind of these claims.
Exactly. In our narrations also, you cannot find any trace of any of these claims. You cannot find any narration. Even if it was an act of the Shia, it was likely for the imams to ask the Shia to do that. So you cannot
find... We do not find any narrations.
Yeah,
imams,
there is no narration to
that.
Mention that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam disappeared in the Sardab. There is no narration to say that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will reappear from Sardab. There is no narration asking the Shia, please go to Sardab, ask Imam Mahdi alayhi salam for help, call the name of your imam, and do bring your sword, bring those animals, and so on and so forth.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
One of the persons came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and asked him, how to test a Shia? How do we test a Shia? And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam beautifully replies that you can test our Shias at three places. One is just see what they are doing at the time of Azan. Mm-hmm. Once the call of prayers is called, just see what they are doing. Are they preparing for the Salat or are they busy in some other thing? If they're busy in some other thing, they are not Shias. So Imam is focusing, underlining, bolding the point that once the call of prayers is said, you have to go for prayers. And the two beautiful things Imam says that just see how they keep secrets. Mm-hmm. If they keep secrets, they are Shias. And if they disclose secrets, they are not Shias. And just see how they help people. There are so many people who help people. Those who help others while expressing that, while by showing off, that's not a help. And while they are Shias help, and they help in a way, when they help with the right hand, left hand remains unknown.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that, because one of the points mentioned by Ibn Taymiyyah is that he says that, as I mentioned, one of the differences in jurisprudence is whether we are allowed to say Zuhr and ask prayer together or not. He says that the reason that Shia believes in that we are allowed to say Zuhr and ask prayer together is that they delay Zuhr to the time of Asr, about sunset, because they are waiting for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We cannot find it in any of Shia books and Shia narrations and Shia books of jurisprudence. As you rightly mentioned, although the Imams of the Ahl Bayt, they have told the Shia that you can say the Zuhr and ask prayer together, but none of them has ever mentioned that it's better for you to delay the prayer. Maybe during that time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will reappear. Yeah. And you may have the opportunity to say the prayer in congregation behind Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. There is even no weak narration in this regard. The reason that the Shia believe that we are allowed to say these two prayers together is that this is a prophetic tradition. According to some narrations in, again, both Shia and Sunni sources, the Holy Prophet also, in different occasions, he said these two prayers together, of course, on time, not toward the end of the time. Exactly. The Holy Prophet said Zuhr, and right after that, the Asr prayer. And he said
but
that
never
on
in
time.
The time of Asr, like came exactly. coming with Zuhr and Asr.
So this is the reason. So right. Ibn Taymiyyah claims that the reason they are doing that is that because they are waiting for Imam Mahdi, so they delay it till the time which is around the sunset. This is not the case. The Imams of the Ahl al-Bayt, they say that you are allowed to do that, but it's preferred for you to say it on time, as you rightly mentioned. And this is another proof which I believe that is absolutely rejecting the claim of Ibn Taymiyyah. So this is unfortunate. I believe that at least it's a true expectation from contemporary scholars of Wahhabi school of thought not to repeat these big lies mentioned by their so-called ancestors.
So-called 250-year-old scholars.
Yeah, because maybe in that time they were not able to go to that city to check.
They did not have access to information but today we have everything
exactly.
At the hands. So thank you so much, Dr. Karimi. And so beautifully, Shia scholars have invited them for information, for debate, for looking, for analyzing. And I wish these claims, as one of the Shia scholars rightly mentioned, that I wish their lies were same. Mm-hmm. But their lies are also differing, so that again proves that how big lies they are. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.